Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and it is a pleasure to be with you in between the sneezes and the sniffles. It is another allergy season in the Midwest, so we're talking a frost coming soon, which while the farmers would appreciate having a longer growing season and my green peppers to turn to red, the frost may help those of us who have mild seasonal allergies to feel a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to thank you for joining me. As always, investing your time here at Spark Radio. And we're grateful that you choose to spend your time here. We're also grateful to Brain Bonanza LLC for sponsoring Spark Radio and providing some of the resources and tools and strategies that we share with you. I invite you to visit brainbonanza.com in celebration of International Passion Day, which was yesterday. There is a link to a wonderful 4-minute movie about living your passion that's viewable online. There's a link. If you go to brainbonanza.com and click on the passion test, there's also a link to the new online passion test, which is an exciting tool that has some awesome features to it. So if you have heard us talk about the passion test for the last almost a year, later in October we'll be celebrating our 1-year anniversary of Spark Radio at Blog Talk. Not sure exactly what special discussion or event we'll plan for that particular anniversary, but we'll come up with something. And if you've heard us then talk about the passion test for this past nearly year and haven't checked it out yet, and you like doing things on computer or online, that might be a great tool for you. If you do check out the online version and you would like a free 20-minute support consultation to either talk you through using it or to provide you with some coaching support in that process, just send me an email. brainbonanza@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put passion test online consultation. And I'll connect with you and set up a time that we can talk by phone and provide you that support. Because while yesterday was International Passion Day, October is Passion Awareness Month. And so the month of October for Chris and Janet Atwood, as they are doing interviews promoting the release of the second edition paperback of the Passion Test, are also providing a variety of calls and events to help people become aware of the Harris Research. It says 80% of people do not like what they do, and their mission is to turn those statistics upside down. And we hope that you're part of the 20%, and if not, that here at Spark, you can get some strategies to bring more joy into your life, to discover, clarify, and live those top 5 passions, things that are most important, things you love, things that bring you joy in your life. So we're going to spend some time tonight talking about that, as our guest was unable to join us this week. And so we'll be exploring several different areas of discussion. So if you have something that you would like to chat about tonight, shoot in an email. If you have been involved with the passion test and you want to share a story, if you did something to celebrate International Passion Day yesterday and want to share how that went for you, because the goal was to have at least 5 million people from around the world take one action within their passion and service to others. And so share your story. Type it in the chat, or as I hop over to another computer, I'll give you the call-in number if you happen to be listening live tonight. We welcome all of our new listeners. Word of mouth is wonderful. So those of you who listen regularly, and many of you do an archive because of schedule conflicts, and I appreciate that, invite someone to join you or send them a link or send them out to brainbonanza.com and have them click on the Blog Talk Radio link in the right-hand side and take them right out to our last segment. All of our segments are archived, so you can go back and look at the subjects or the guests and explore those. And so if you are interested in any of those topics, enjoy. And then if you have questions, you can send me an email, and we'll be happy to get back to you either on a future segment or directly if you prefer. We're happy to serve. That's why we are here. Our mission is to empower you with those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that can empower you to create the life you desire and deserve. And so our topics run across the board, from parenting to health and nutrition to improving your understanding of how your brain functions to living your passion with great joy. And as I discover new tools and new resources in my life, I pass those on to you because you might benefit from those as well. And if you've discovered something that you would like to share with our listeners, please pass that on to us here at Blog Talk Radio. So how was your past week? Did you do something that moved you closer to living your passions, that brought you joy? Did you take one action on something that you heard us talk about last week when I interviewed Katie Crooks about her life journey and her current work in art history at the Smithsonian with her public programs work? Hopefully something that she shared might have given you a different perspective or a new thought. We hope so. And think about what's next. Today is indeed the first day of the rest of your life, as the saying goes. And so how are you going to make today better? How are you going to make yourself better? Enjoy your life more than you have before. It is a choice. It is all a choice. The power of perspective, as several things happened yesterday with a seminar at a credit union where the technology, we were doing a webinar with a program, and we were watching part of Randy Pausch's last lecture on abcnews.com. Well, there were problems with that. We had problems with microphones. We had lots of problems. And the participants and I discussed it, that we could just be angry and frustrated and miserable about that, or be grateful that we had the opportunity to at least be somewhat connected and to share with one another, even if it wasn't in the way that we had planned. And they all chose to take something of value from the session, which was awesome. And we get closer and closer to improving the use of technology. And it will be great when it does work better. And until then, you know, it's all about making those choices. At the Passion Test Circle event that I co-hosted last night with Dr. David Balster and introduced Sherry Mealhouse. She's our newest Passion Test facilitator in our area of Iowa. I had made small stones. Well, I didn't make the stones. The stones were already made. I, however, had written things on them about I live my passions or living my passions or my passions rock my world. And I had them to give as a giveaway and knew that I had put them in the bag. Well, guess what? They weren't there, I discovered right before we started. And so, you know, choosing to focus on that or simply letting go that that wasn't the time and those weren't the people who were going to be getting that. So moved on to something that was next and focused on the wonderful people who were able to join us last night at our Passion Circle event for International Passion Day. Oh, and by the way, there are a lot of gifts for you to download. Again, if you go to brainbonanza.com and click on the link for the Passion Test movie, which is about a third of the way down the page, excuse me, there are gifts if you buy the paperback, second edition paperback, but there are also many gifts you can get to download, and you don't have to buy anything. So I invite you to go check it out. A lot of people put some great things together for that to celebrate International Passion Day. So I still haven't gone to the other computer to give you a phone number. I'll get there in a minute or two, as some of us do the multitasking that we do. Have you thought about that, how effective multitasking is or isn't for you? There's some new research about chunking time as opposed to multitasking, that we actually do better when we chunk sections of time. And, well, it works for some of us. Some of us have way too many things that we think about, and we'll do a piece of this, a piece of that. Having a running list, how do you keep track of everything? Can be overwhelming. Some people are connected with a BlackBerry like an umbilical cord, and I haven't gone there yet. I may at some point. My cell phone is connected enough, and the internet and email. And at some point, I will probably join that realm of using that communication tool. For right now, I'm okay. I still use my paper a lot, and well, my online calendars. It's tough to coordinate everything sometimes, and to know is the state. And I actually may have double booked over top of something, so we'll have to see how that goes. One of them is an optional event that I can choose not to attend in lieu of being a keynote speaker for an event. So that's not as bad. My choice is about monitoring my time so that there is one master record of schedules, whether it's the family schedule, my business schedule, personal events. We're going to talk a little bit about this time of year. Summer, fall tends to be time for reunions, homecomings in the fall. My 25th college reunion is this upcoming weekend. 30th high school next year. Oh my gosh. Time does so fly. And so explaining that concept to my 7-year-old about going back and reconnecting with people. And there's some other fun events going on. We have a pumpkin festival in the town nearby where they have the world's largest pumpkin and pumpkin weigh-ins, and they'll be going to that. And he would be bored meeting all these people and talking about not only what we did in college and also more what we're doing now. So he and his dad will be, and grandmas will be enjoying some time and some activities together. Staying connected, even though we have the technology to do it, is still a challenge sometimes because of time. The idea that we can shoot quick emails is how the phrase goes. We can send a quick message. We can monitor people's activities on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, and you know, I really don't type in what I'm doing that often, once every 3-4 days maybe, and I don't really look at other people's. But I know, and I hope it's okay with Katie that I share this, she was going to go a week without Facebook. That was her goal, because she felt that she was spending a lot of time just seeing what her friends were up to, communicating with her friends. And so for a week, she could still get the emails, and then she was going to stay off of Facebook. So I want to follow up and see how our week went. I haven't had a chance to do that yet with the activities of the past couple days. And so thinking about where your time goes, and are you prioritizing staying connected to people? And how are you prioritizing staying connected? Are you writing thank yous? Whether it's a thank you email, handwritten thank you notes are still so appreciated by many, and they stand out. And that's one of Randy Pausch's lessons that has worked for him as he's lived his life, is to write thank you notes. It's a good habit to still teach. It's being grateful not only in the moment when you get something, it's being grateful again when you thank someone else. And it's just a nice feeling. And when we're in gratitude, It's a much higher vibration and energy than when we are feeling other negative stuff and focusing on the negative things. And with all the stress and the pressures in the economy of the United States right now, as the whole world knows, monitoring how we're dealing with the financial economic stability issues in this country, you know, for many of us at this level, we don't have control over that. And so as Kevin Eikenberry, the author of Remarkable Leadership, had said in a video blog on YouTube, that, you know, when we focus and obsess over things that we have no control over, that we also have a sphere of influence, and some of us have some influence there, most of us do not, it's not the best use of our life energy. And what can we do at our level to still make a difference in the lives of others, to still have that positive perspective? Yes, we need to be aware of what's going on in the world. Absolutely, we do. It's just when we obsess over things over which we have no control, it can be debilitating because it seems that no matter what we do, it won't help. So it's focusing on, well, what can we do that can make that impact? So speaking of making an impact for things, different things that people had done for International Passion Day, as I was going through some email replies right before we went on the air, a colleague of mine, Mike Sked, is a former principal from New Zealand. He retired from that and has his own business called Brainstems. Sent a reply, good to hear from me. His book has finally been published by Corwin Press 4.5 years after the first meeting with the Brain Store, which the Brain Store basically sold their inventory and the book rights that they had over to Corwin Press. So I'm excited to see Mike's book. They have an amazing school in New Zealand, and Mike is a colleague who's also a brain-based trainer. So that's his contribution. A colleague, Linda Voigt, who is also a trainer, her work is nurturing eureka in individuals and organizations who want to grow from the inside. She does consulting, facilitation, DISC, training, and writing services. And she shared a quote, "Creativity requires the courage to let go of certainties," by Eric Fromm. She enjoyed the Passion Test movie she shared, and she said, "Interesting, cool that Passion Day is also our 19th anniversary. Way to go, Linda." Oh, my goodness. Mickey Totorelli is from Canada, and I met her at the International ASTD Conference in 2007. And she sent me a quick note thanking me for the email, wishing me well in business, and hoping that we're all happy. Message changed for her, especially in her business, and it's all good. Let me know how you are. Take care, Mickey. She's president of a company called Jav Group Limited, J-A-V. Group.com is her website. Might want to take a look at that. So we'll be reconnecting with Mickey again to find out what is new with her business. We connected a few times since we met at the conference. Pat McGill, who has McGill Speaking and Training Resources, works with organizations that want to create a more productive workplace where every employee is valued. You can find out more about her at PatMcGill.net, that's PatMcGill.net. And she sent an email saying, "Thanks for the post, continued success, blessings, prosperity, and peace." Pat does a lot of wonderful work in faith-based as well as corporate environments. You may want to check out Pat's work to make what she uses, how she contributes to make a difference in the world. So, yes, if you've done something that is within your passions and service to others, please send me a note at brainbonanza@gmail.com. Would love to share it with folks to inspire someone. If you would like a copy of the email message I sent out in celebration of Passion Day, International Passion Day, let me know. I'll be happy to send it to you. part of the topic in the message was looking at very successful people, happy people, and the happiest people on the planet. People wonder how they're so rich, why they're so happy, how they find fulfillment. And the one thing that connects them all is they live with passion. They do what they love. Rather than living in mediocrity and keeping the status quo, we can all tap into our passions. Our passions are what we love, things that pull us, that really energize us from deep inside when we think about them or when we do them. And when we are tapping into our passions, things go more smoothly. Decision-making is easier. Relationships are more harmonious. We attract wealth and supportive people into our lives. And so the point is getting very clear and discovering what's most important, what are we most passionate about. And so you can find a facilitator in your area. You can, if you go to brainbonanza.com and click on a link to take you out to the Chris and Janet site, or you can contact me via email. I do teleseminars by phone as a coach with the passion test. And so we can do the passion test online, which is a $2 donation for 30 days, and that money is used for the work with women in homeless shelters and youth in detention centers with the passion test. And I believe then you'll have an opportunity for $97 to have a year subscription to use the passion test online. If you subscribe early in the process, and then at the end, it's, I believe, $157 a year. So it's something that I'm just starting to use with my clients, and it's exciting. Well, that wasn't exciting. My monitor just flashed. I don't know if any of you have a little bit of technology issues. A colleague of mine last night after the session informed me that Mercury is in retrograde, which explains some of my technological issues from what people tell me. That so I'm crossing my fingers it's all good with my monitor, please. So if you're stressed by what's going on in the world or in your community, we still have a lot of flood recovery efforts happening in the Cedar Rapids area and other areas of Iowa, where we still have houses that are condemned, houses that they haven't decided whether people can rebuild. This is from the June flood. I'm not sure in terms of monies from FEMA, a few businesses have relocated in the downtown area. Some aren't sure what they're going to do, where they're going to be. There are still areas that don't have streetlight power, and there's still a lot of stress in the process of rebuilding. One of the things that helps is to get out of our own misery and really take a look at supporting someone else. Take an action to serve some others, but do it in a way that's meaningful. Use your talents, your gifts, your strengths. That's part of your life's purpose, what you were meant to do. And keep in mind that your passions, what you love, are often tied to the people and the things you love the most. How do you serve them? So create a joy-filled day. One action at a time. Start with one. And Passion Awareness Month is an opportunity to begin to get clear about those passions that mean the most to you. And then retake the passion test at least every 6 months. And Chris, Janet, and all of those of us who are certified facilitators with the passion test really wish that and hope that your passions become your life and your life is filled with more success than you can imagine. It's awesome. It's amazing to do what you love. And when people tell you, it's very obvious that you're passionate about what you do because you breathe it. You're enthusiastic, it's in your body language, it's in your energy, and it's contagious, just like being negative is contagious. So I'm excited to follow up with some of the ladies and gentlemen who were in attendance last night, as well as some people who were unable to attend and to connect with them, about how I can serve and support them, and how I can serve and support you, my listeners at Spark, to pursuing your passions. One of the things I shared with a group at Aegon last week I spoke to middle managers, excuse me, on a different event, spoke to managers at a food for thought lunch, excuse me, lunch and learn session, and it was about reigniting the spark at work and focusing on your passions in the career sphere. What brings you the most joy in the work world? And I lost my train of thought. Oops, happens to all of us. There were people there who had said afterwards, it's very obvious you have a passion for this and you love what you do. And I was excited when a gentleman said to me last night, I came because Melanie, another Melanie, was at your session last week. She sent an email to the whole department about the event and shared one idea he said that stuck with him was, at the end of the day, to focus on what went well. So often we focus on all the problems. So what are you grateful for? That's where I was going with this. So play the appreciation game every day. What do you appreciate? 5 things. And write them down. You can also use it as a gratitude game. What are you grateful for? As everything is happening, focus on where you can find gratitude, how you can serve, how you can help, what do you appreciate, what can you learn from this that will make you better, that you can use to help others. When we choose that perspective, there's so much more energy and power in our ability to move forward, to make a difference, to have an impact, to grow, to choose joy. So take a look around right now as you're listening. Can you think of 5 things that you appreciate in your life? 5 things you're grateful for. If I were to share some from my experience today, I'm grateful for the sunshine. I am very appreciative of the people with whom I have the opportunity to work and serve. I am grateful for the clients who contact and contract me. I am very appreciative of the family and friends that I love and who love me. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be talking with you right now, to have a show on Blog Talk Radio. That's a marker, a signpost that supports one of my passions, which is to use my natural strengths and talents to serve and empower others to create the life they desire and deserve. And when I'm doing that and I'm impacting more people, one of my markers was having talk radio, a talk radio show. So Blog Talk Radio is my weekly show. That gives me an opportunity to touch more lives, to share more resources with wonderful people who take their time to listen and learn with me here at Blog Talk Radio. So our time is ticking. I'm finally moving from my computer, which is not logged in, to the switchboard at Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to hop on over to the other side of our office here and to the computer that is logged in. So for anyone who in the last few days just learned about the show here at Blog Talk and you're listening live, I may not show up, may not see you, but I will tell you in our last 15 minutes, we'll invite you to give me a call at 347-215-8390. And as soon as I see that number, it's like, oh, yeah, I've been saying it for about a year now, 50 times, 48 times. But until I see it again, I don't always remember. Not a number I commit to memory. So it is fall here, getting cooler. Leaves are beginning to change on the deciduous trees. It's a fun time of year, the seasons and transitions that we've talked about recently. And as you're thinking about how you might want your life to be different than it is, what are some strategies you could use? The Passion Test book is filled with them, as are the sessions, the three-hour seminars or the one-on-ones. I've shared one version of the appreciation game with you. What do you focus your thoughts on throughout your day? Do you focus on what you want, or do you focus on what you don't want? Because the reticulo-activating system in your brain is very powerful. It's like a radar, and it will allow in and pick up on what it is you are telling it to look for. And the way that you do that is by your thoughts, your feelings about those thoughts. So if it's something that you truly want, and several times throughout the day you focus on that, and I have very much in the last few days had those moments of really feeling the gratitude for the amazing people who are contacting and contracting me in my life right now and allowing me to fulfill my passion of using my natural strengths and my skills and my resources to teach, train, coach, empower people, which brings me joy and brings them joy too. And having those moments in those challenges, because we all have them, when technology is not quite working and we stop and say, and I'm grateful that the technology is here. The faster you can learn to switch your thinking, to switch your, that first negative reaction that may show up when you sit down to preview a video and you have video and no sound. How'd that happen? Well, we don't know. So we do something else. And so when you find yourself angry, and I just shared this with someone today, and unfortunately I don't have the name of the person who said it. I'll have to share it in the future when I find it. But that anger never made a situation better in his life. And when you find that you're angry or that you're stressed, the brain's ability to be logical and problem solve pretty much goes out the window. So you had an emotional hijack, as we call it in the brain world, when the emotional area of your brain is getting more blood flow and taking over and driving, as opposed to allowing the blood flow to the prefrontal cortex, where you can have that logical, rational decision-making happen. So how do you get out of those emotional, intensely emotional funks? Or, you know, sometimes have something that you read, a small book of quotes or a story or a thought. And as I shared several weeks ago, one of mine is that as we were driving back from camping and my husband and I were talking in the front seat and Alex was in the middle of our minivan and he had headphones on and was singing at least what he thought the words were. And the song, part of the song was, I have peace like a river, I have peace like a river. Well, Alex's version sounded more like, I have bees by the river, I have bees by the river. I was like, oh, no. He doesn't like bees either because they sting. So we had this discussion. He didn't believe it was peace instead of bees, so he found it. And so we had a great laugh over that. And just remembering puts me in a different emotional state about how sometimes when we get creative, it can be fun. And so, yes, we think about bees by the river and smile. So what kind of thought can do that for you? Can be your bees by the river. Or think about, you know, maybe it's something you had done that can bring a laugh to you, bring you some the chuckle. Maybe it's a thank you note. I have a smile file in my desk drawer, and I've printed out some thank you emails that I've gotten from people who've appreciated something that I had said or done, a seminar that was very timely in their life and made such a difference. And so when I'm in, you know, the funky state, not feeling so well, getting kind of down about why am I here doing this, maybe I should be doing something else, we all have moments like that. And so just pop it out. And I take 2 or 3 minutes, puts me back into a positive state, and then I'm ready to go. So having some strategies that you can use when old patterns show up or there's a temptation to do things a different way, you know, what strategy do you have to help address that? Today, there was a funeral that I was unable to attend, and Marvin, I'm going to guess, was in his late 80s. His wife, Coletta, has worked with the Luther College Upward Bound program since 1966. I worked there as a college student and tutor starting in 1980. Joined their summer program in 81, and then joined their staff as a full-time year-round person in 1986. And worked until 1999. So I've known the Coletta and Marvin for nearly 30 years. They're amazing, caring, compassionate people. And we enjoy visiting them when we go back to the Cora. And unfortunately, we were there a few weeks ago for a wedding of the child of a friend of ours. The reception got late, and we stopped for pizza. Well, we weren't able to see Coletta and Marvin, unfortunately. And he passed away early Friday morning in his sleep, I think. And so it's a sad time for Coletta because she's hurting. We love her, support her. I'm looking forward to stopping to see her because that's where my 25th reunion is being held, is at Luther College in Decorah. So I'll stop and visit her this weekend. And so even amidst the pain of loss comes the blessing of a peaceful end of life, of a very full life, through which he was healthy for the most part. And when my father had pancreatic cancer, my father-in-law had bone cancer, it is a different pathway of leaving this life. And so even looking at those times where there is pain, the pain of loss, the grief of loss, as we move through that process to the joy, the pain of losing our daughter Emily, just short of 5 months, was very sad. And we were very blessed to have had her in our lives, the dreams and the energies, and that was our focus. And so moving from, you know, appreciating the grief and the pain of loss to, and we're blessed that they were in our lives. And that they did what they loved, if they did. And Marvin did. He farmed for many years. And he and Coletta were an amazing, amazing couple. And so my thoughts were with him and with Coletta today during the time of the funeral, even though I wasn't there with them. And so then it's been moving through the grief process to the next step and continuing to do what they love. Coletta still is the administrative assistant at the Upward Bound program at Luther College. And as I was sharing with a colleague of mine today, I remember she turned 72 some years ago. So I'm sure she's in her 80s now as well. And doing what she loves, which is keeping the nuts and bolts administratively for that program running, talking to students and parents for activities and events. She's got a wonderful balance of compassion and caring with the focus on details. And so she has done what she's loved her life, all her life too. So having models in your life, who do you look to who've done what they've loved in their whole life. And it doesn't mean that you have a lot of money necessarily. It doesn't mean that you are famous necessarily. Are you happy? And what does happiness mean to you in your life? Happiness is an inside job. Marcy Shymoff's book, Happy for No Reason, is on my list to get. I was fortunate to meet Marcy, and she was in my Passion Test certification class in January of 2007. And she was finishing the book at that point and had asked for people to share some situations where, you know, choosing happiness, choosing joy, just being happy for no reason, because we are. I'm happy because I am. And once you decide what people say, well, I'll be happy when something happens. I'll be happy when this happens. Well, and I was just sharing with another friend who is in the Peace Corps in China. Eric and I were chatting on Facebook the other night, and the story came up then as well in the movie The Peaceful Warrior, which is also the title of Dan Millman's book. It's a story of Dan Millman, who was a gymnast whose leg was shattered, and his relationship with a teacher who he referred to as Socrates. And the lesson, there's a lesson in the movie that happens later in their relationship. And they hike up a mountain. They hike for about 3 hours because Socrates wants to show Dan something. He's excited all the way up. And they get to the top. He says, okay, we're here. And Dan says, and? So he looks down. There's a pebble at his foot, small rock. And Socrates picks it up and said, well, here you go. And Dan said, this is it. I walked 3 hours for this. And Socrates said, well, you were happy all the way up. I'm sorry you're not happy anymore. He starts to walk away. In about 5 seconds, 10 seconds, Dan says, I get it. It's about the journey. And he had thought about the gold medal that he wanted and making the Olympic team. And the message was, it's about being in the moment, doing your best in the moment, experiencing the moment, because that's all we truly have, the moment. And often when we get to the destination, it might be nice, but what we remember is the journey. What we learned on the journey, who we met on the journey, how we grew on the journey in the process. So give yourself permission to stop and focus on the journey. And if you don't like the way it's looking, take an action to make it different, to make a change. Maybe it's finding a group of positive, like-minded people. A mastermind group is sometimes called, that can support you. And we'll talk more about that in a future show. We have 1 minute remaining. I thank you so much for investing your time to be with me today, to reflect on your passions, what brings you joy. Can I invite you to visit brainbonanza.com and click on the Passion Test and explore what else is available there. I would be honored to have the opportunity to serve and support you on your life's journey, to empower you to create the life you desire and deserve. In the week ahead, think about an action you can take in the area of something you love. Maybe it's something you haven't thought about, a dream you had when you were a child, something that you put up on the shelf because you were focusing on making money for right now, to meet your needs right now. But take one action within your passion, in the service of others in the week ahead. And then, take a minute. Send me an email, Brain Bonanza, said, I'm excited to share. This is what happened. This is the action I took. Do something. Truly learn, because only when we act on what we learn did learning occur. John G. Miller said something similar to that. So put it into practice. Take an action. And remember to live your life on purpose, to be conscious about where you focus your thoughts and what you attract into your life. Until next time, I wish you joy, peace, love, and passion in your life and the energy that comes with that. Thank you so much for being here. Check back for next week to see who we have joining us. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.